Last week, wind gusts of over 80 miles per hour knocked out power to more than a million homes and businesses in western Washington and in Oregon. About 300,000 homes and businesses in Washington still lack power, despite round-the-clock efforts by work crews. NPR's Martin Casti reports on the windstorm from Seattle.
Seattle itself has bounced back relatively quickly from Thursday's storm, but the city's east side suburbs over across Lake Washington are taking a little longer. Over on Mercer Island, home port to Paul Allen Superyacht, power company crews are still clearing fallen trees and setting up new poles. Adril Payne says he and his crew have been working brutal hours.
18 on, 6 off.
18 on, 6 off.
Yeah.
Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah. We fell asleep right here in the car.
Given how strong the winds were on Thursday night, the gusts were up to 70 miles an hour, and given how thickly wooded these suburbs are, Payne says he isn't surprised how long it's taking to turn on the juice.
We was over here right in the middle of the storm. You could hear trees crackling and falling over. You could see trees falling over in lines, sparks flying from those boxes right there. Oh, it was terrible.
Puget Sound Energy says it's importing work crews from as far away as Kansas, but it still may take several days to hook everybody up. And locals are starting to feel the chill. Bill and Doris Edwards, an elderly couple in Bellevue, have come into the improvised shelter that's been set up at a local community center so they can warm up. They say it's getting down into the 30s at their house.
We're all electric and power's off.
Power's off, and your home is heated by electricity? Or?
Yes.
Got it, because that's pretty common.
All electric.
It's all electric, though.
Yeah.
The wave of the future isn't working today, huh?
No, it isn't. It's
so cold. What's odd about this situation is how uneven the storm's effects have been. Most of Seattle and downtown Bellevue are up and running with the normal Christmas shopping rush. And then you see a brand new Mercedes parked outside a warming shelter.
We live across from Microsoft. They have power.
Margaret Little is volunteering at this shelter, but her own house is still in the dark.
Well, we're urban. We expect to have all these things. The vulnerable people I'm probably more concerned about are the ones who are alone by themselves, where they can't call out because they have a cordless phone.
All around this high-tech region, people are being reminded of just how much they rely on electricity. Gas station pumps don't work, and cars are lining up at stations where there is power. Some people are coming into the warming centers just to plug in their cell phones and laptops. And all across the east side, there's a tinge of wood smoke in the air. So far, the experience has been more of a discomfort than a disaster, though dozens of people have been hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning, usually after bringing gas generators or barbecues indoors. At least one person has died. The Seattle area is craving the reassuring familiarity of having a light come on when you flip the switch. Martin Casti, NPR News, Seattle.